Okay,
it's going.
It's 10:35. We're back from recess. We are on to item number two: discussion and consideration of completed business licenses for Orley's Refrigeration and Heating, Bridger Valley Fence LLC, Rope and Smoke and Brew and Q. Palliston Construction, Inc., Michael Sargent, South Valley Airbnb.
And Craig Stokovis on the conditional one is now can also be approved completely.
Oh, so Craig Stokovis can move up to completed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion we approve the business licenses brought forward.
I'll second the motion.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the business licenses stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number three, discussion and consideration of conditional business licenses for Atwood Sport Fishing. What do they have outstanding? Just probably their UPP.
She wrote it down for me this time. I believe it's UPP.
Okay.
What's it called?
The Utah Personal Property Tax. UPP?
No. Which business license?
Atwood Sport Fishing.
But it could be. Some of them, the payments and the paperwork are coming in at different times, so it could be that as well. We may have received payment, not the paperwork, or we may have received the paperwork and not the payment.
But it won't be officially approved until we're signed. They won't receive a business license until it's all in?
Correct.
Second. Did we motion already in second?
No, we need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to conditionally approve a business license for Atwood Sport Fishing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did you vote, Randy?
Yes.
Aye.
I didn't hear you. Okay.
Do you want me to scream it next time?
Yes. Item number four. Discussion and consideration of county appointee to the senior board. So, what's in my head is that it had to be one of the three commissioners. Is that correct? Am I understanding that right?
And I have had the opportunity, so it shouldn't be the senior most commissioner this time. I could see it in Jack's eye, he was coming up with the senior most commissioner.
So the second senior most?
That'd
is that?
Be fine with me. I approve it. I would agree with that.
They haven't done anything yet, so it's...
Well, this is an effort to...
To get
the ball rolling.
wasn't looking forward to having to say no. But I'll say yes, but I can make a better case for either one of you being over here already and being more aware of the issues. But that could also be reversed, that I would come into it with less baggage, maybe.
That I have, I can't carry the baggage any more than I have. Or I don't want to take my bag in there every time.
Well, and you bring up a good point, Jack, and I would be willing to do it as well. But what I'm really interested in is a scenario that will be the best scenario for the board. And I have a little bit of a reputation, I guess, or some people have an opinion about me. Over here, where I kind of fall into that same category, maybe that Randy does a little bit. Like I said, I'm willing to do it. I just would, what I'm the most interested in is the board being put together and being successful. And if that is with me or without me,
I'll do it. But maybe part of it would be, if there's times where I can't attend a meeting, if one of you could fill in.
I think I
saw the finger, but if...
you didn't see it, so you don't laugh, because it wasn't what you was thinking.
No, I didn't see this finger.
She's the one who's laughing. It's not anything pointed towards you.
No.
I'd point towards Matt,
no,
just
it,
like this.
I should have said that there was some sort of a gesture that, but either way, but if that could be, that would be helpful to me, if knowing that we want to maintain a presence on the board, and I'll be glad might be overextended, but I will fulfill that responsibility if you want me to.
I would make that motion then.
And if you're willing, I'll second the motion, and I'd be happy to fill in wherever I can for you. And if it
now
becomes
we're trying to
a scheduling issue,
it's been motioned and seconded, so we're just discussing.
Right.
Is it? I can't remember the way the bylaws were written. Who's the chair of it? Will it be Kathy? As the leader or the mayor or however
you
set up?
I don't think Kathy's a member of the board, but she's not the chair.
Do we select a chair, or does it
default
to the
commission?
Maybe Kathy is the chair. I know that they were getting, I think Chris Andelin was the under 55-year-old.
Did that get officially done, or is that just...
No, it's not. The rest of the board's not even been completely formed yet. My knowledge. No, they hadn't been the last time I talked to Kathy.
I don't remember how the chair was, if it was already determined in the bylaws who's the chair, or
I can look through my email and go back through them.
I don't recall that.
I can too.
It has a lot of detail.
I know my last just conversation with Kathy is they were having a hard time getting it pulled together.
I think
on it, but just trying to get the...
Dutch John needs to have somebody on it, right?
Yeah, Dutch John does, Manila does, and then those three people accept applications, I believe, to appoint the other representatives on the board, if I recall correctly.
I'll look over it.
So, Peggy, I think it would be helpful maybe if you could send an email to Manila and Dutch John and just say...
Let's finish it, so then you can say
it. We'll say say who. I won't specifically note who yet, but if you until after we vote. But if you could send an email and then remind them that they need to do the same thing that we're going to do. And to make it official, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
I really am willing to help wherever I can. I wonder if this won't be best. I hope so. But let me know what I can do to help.
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Okay. And maybe include Laurie and whoever else at UBAG in that.
Okay.
That's why you're irreplaceable, because you're, was it Radar that
everyone's replaced?
Radar that would do everything before he was asked. Thank you. Okay, item number six, discussion and consideration of surplus items for grounds and maintenance. Stephen, welcome. Yes. Thanks for being patient with us.
No worries. So, I'm going to try and get rid of sell the stuff that I wasn't able to sell before. Have a little yard sale on a nice day. Post some flyers, see if we can get rid of some of these things. The only thing new to this would be the 2 zero-turn mowers and an old walk-behind mower.
Are these both gasoline?
Yes.
That other thing on there is not.
Well, yeah, one picture is the trailer and the truck shell.
Does that other big machine shop piece of equipment?
Bandsaw.
No, the big.
Is that a bandsaw?
But it's not this one.
Right? No. And that's the one I was just getting ready to talk about. It hasn't been.
I wondered if it was part of the museum.
It should be.
I'm saying it really in serious.
And you remember when?
Because it would take a pony motor to even make that thing think about running.
Yeah, it. It's been stored out there, and you remember when what's his name that worked, helped with the museum? His wife is still a board member. He did a lot of the work. Foster.
Yeah, John.
He was wanting to do something with that. But I think it's almost to the antique part. This one, I think, can be. I don't see a problem with this one, but I think I would think that there's should be a little bit of antique thought to the other bandsaw.
Yeah, that's how I just wondered if it was. Otherwise, it'd be a good anchor, I guess, for a dock. I mean, that
it's a big, heavy thing.
Will the
you talking about the one behind the shop?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
How big is it?
It's big.
I mean, really,
bigger than you.
How old is it?
Older than you.
Well, I'm old. Are you sure about that?
Yep.
Pretty sure.
We could maybe rearrange the CC building and do something with it. Clean it off and stick it in the CC building if it's 50.
You need to go out this door and take two steps and you can see it.
Can the backhoe lift it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the front loader?
Can we get it inside?
That's the question.
I don't know.
If you get the right help. And I could help you get it in there if I had to.
If the floor was reinforced enough.
Yeah.
It might be a good outdoor.
I think it's been stored long enough outdoors that it's not going to hurt anything to go 10 more years outdoors.
Well, it could be something interesting just on the side of the CC building right there. There's room. There's just a branch catcher. Right.
Does anybody know any stories on it? Why or how? What? How?
No, I don't know. Who?
What kind of equipment is it?
It's a bandsaw. It's not a horizontal one. It's a vertical.
But is it a three-phase?
It's a big net.
I would anticipate that it was, short of putting a pony motor on it to make it go.
But that's not on this list.
No.
No.
We're just
wasting time.
That's not what I was going to say.
The question would be, do we want it on that list someday?
Not on this list.
Okay.
I think, well, maybe some other museum might like it.
This one?
The one that's in there. Not this one. You can...
I can still...
You do what you want with this one.
I'd make the motion to approve as provided for the surplus items.
I'll second it.
So we have a motion and a second to surplus the items on the list. And I think specifically it's the blue zero-turn lawnmower and the black zero-turn. Those are the new items on the list.
Yeah.
The other items we've already surplused.
Yeah, and then the little push mower.
On the push mower.
Yeah.
So the three mowers.
Yeah, they're the newest additions.
Okay. So with the with discussion, I think there ought to be something... I don't know what the procedure is to, after this, but I'd like to see him have the ability to, if he gets an offer to, you know, I don't know if we have to bring an offer back or if it's okay to allow him to get, I don't have a problem with these items going at whatever price, but I don't want it said that way until...
Well, we
I like the yard sale thing where if you're going to advertise a little bit and they have to come there and be the first one there or stand in line or do whatever, if somebody has an interest, at least everybody gets a fair whack at it.
Yeah, okay.
And if that fits into what you're saying, Brandy.
Well, all I want to do is be able, if it sits there and nobody offers anything, or the, and then it... At some point, they offer something that I would be okay with it going.
Something less or nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as like...
Make them pay a buck at least.
Yeah.
Well, I think,
And as far as when they decide to pay, you know, this will only be for during courthouse hours, so they can actually come in and pay, and I won't.
You're out of that?
Yeah, I won't touch anything.
Well, I
what the heck?
Something
that's my computer.
Oh,
I don't know what it's doing here.
I'll make a note that we have made an effort to sell the other items that are still on the list, right?
Are these discounted prices from the previous?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I mean, that go along with what you're saying.
The truck show, the trailer. I think I had that one posted for $250 or $200. And then the bandsaw.
And my point for bringing that up is, I don't want somebody to come in and say, "Well, Steven's making a deal for somebody, right? Like a backroom deal or something." That's not the case. We've tried to surplus these items and sell these items previously without any luck. So at this point, because there hasn't been any interest in them, whoever comes and makes a deal with Stephen is going to be the new owner.
So, and how will they know about it? Or when will it be? Or what? How are you anticipating?
I haven't picked a day yet, when I decide on a day, I'll advertise throughout the town and maybe throw something in the newsletter. We'll get the word out.
If you want to work on Monday, more on Memorial Day and put up a yard sale.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big day. Several around that day. So.
Yeah.
Might be a day to get more people out.
Even that Friday before sometimes, there's a lot of yard sales that day.
Memorial Day weekend.
Monday you might get more locals, but a lot of people are hitting the trail.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, okay. Did we vote? I don't think we did. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then I guess just since I'm here, I do have a general contractor that's working on a bid right now for the grandstands, and good. Several steel manufacturers working on quotes for that as well.
So what are you, I turned my sound off.
Yesterday,
I don't
people
know,
all
still,
of a sudden started calling back. That.
Okay, and then we've got Curtis and Matt are ready to get approved today.
Yeah, and so I guess maybe there was some miscommunication, or like maybe Matt Henry does need to fill out a volunteer application, but I'm pretty sure that, is Matt Henry going to represent the junior rodeo?
That's right. Kind of what I thought.
Oh, so Jed Olson isn't going to come
right.
represent. Oh.
And that's been between them.
Oh.
That I've heard of. I haven't been a part of it.
Yeah, I was asked to put Matt on there as well.
Okay, that makes way more sense now then.
Matt's application has been received, and so has Curtis's.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Well, while we're talking about that, why don't we do that item right now? Item 7, discussion and consideration of Rodeo Grounds Advisory Board volunteer applications, Curtis Hurwick and Matt Henry. Matt representing the Cow Country Junior Rodeo, is that right? And Curtis representing the PRCA. Any discussion, or if not, I'd entertain a motion to appoint both of those people to that board.
Okay, I'll make them.
That completes the board now.
It does.
So we have a motion to appoint Curtis Hurwick and Matt Henry to the Rodeo Grounds Advisory Board.
And a second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, item number 8, discussion and consideration of URS.
Before we go fast. There. So the board's complete. Who's on it?
So me, Peggy, and then Donald Pallison, Curtis, and Matt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now we have our whole.
And you're representing the.
I'm representing economic development.
Okay.
And I'm just representing the facilities.
Great.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Well,
so, with everything that's happening, are you getting an idea of what timing? What to expect?
Part of it is so I don't think it was you.
Are we talking grand
stand? Like maybe it's because it's right behind.
Yeah. So I told the current contractor that was working with me. I told them, you know, within the next couple of weeks, but ideally as soon as possible, I'd like to have a bid from them. Steel manufacturers, they're working on it right now. I'm sure they'll be a little bit faster about it than a general contractor would be because it's just less for them.
Okay.
But yeah, so we got some people interested though.
So to satisfy our procurement policy,
we may have to do it.
That's where my head is going.
Because what's the total amount we're anticipating spending?
Anticipating? Oh, I.
We only have so much money, and this is kind of a.
We have $120,000.
Right. That's what this is just put out there to see how much we're going to need.
Yeah.
Right, and that's why I said anticipating, or what are we funding? Mm-hmm. Either way.
But to satisfy our policy, I think we're because of that amount, we're going to need. Better. Three bids,
right,
or write an RFP, which satisfies the policy. And the RFP, if we only get one bid, we're good if we do an RFP. So do we need to do an RFP, I guess, is my question.
I think at that price, something you do, don't you?
Isn't there a...
Or get three bids.
Okay.
And if we're going to have a difficult time getting three bids...
How's that? When we purchased the first rooftop unit, I can't remember what it was called.
Sole Source.
Yeah. Did that not apply?
I don't know that it would, from my perspective.
Because, I mean, there's been a lot. I mean, I've given a lot of people a chance to.
But it's not. Yeah, it's not the same as the rooftop.
Okay.
Because this is. There's more than one way to build one of those. Grandstand, so I don't think they're
maybe it's
just a simple RFP saying, you know, we've got this project, here's the plans, we're accepting bids until this day, and just get that in the pipeline so that so we can move in the event that we get a bid that we can work with. But I worry now if you just get one bid back, I don't know that we could act on it, that we could move with it because of the policy.
Carrie, do you have anything?
I'm not sure that I'm understanding what you're trying to purchase.
We're trying to get a contractor on board to build a new grandstand.
Are you getting different bids, one for the grandstand itself and one to erect it? Or are you trying to do two together, or what?
So right now I have just steel manufacturers. I think I have three right now working on prices. And then I only have been able to have one general contractor that has actually been communicating with me back and forth, and they're working on it right now. So, I mean, I have the three bids covered if we go the only getting the steel for now.
But that won't get it built.
Yeah, but that, yeah. And that came up in the last meeting, I believe, and I think that was your suggestion. And it just to keep the ball rolling, I guess. And if we have the steel here, maybe it'll make it easier to get a general contractor.
To do the concrete, mm-hmm. and then whatever the facing work is that needs to be done to it.
Who's the contractor you're working with?
Cook Builders. Did
you try out any of our local ones, whether Cowboy Construction?
I guess I never talked to Matt Henry, no. Right? That's Matt Henry. I never talked to Matt Henry, but I did reach out to some people in Vernal.
Or Gary Powell,
Maxfield. I didn't do that, no. I was under the impression that they don't really make a habit of doing things such as this.
So that's the other reason we go to an RFA, is that everybody gets a shot at it and is informed of it. But it also takes time, so I know there's dilemmas in it. But I'm not promoting one over another. I just know there's other contractors locally that maybe can do the job.
Just so the commission's aware of it, GOYO has sent out their annual report wanting dates and anticipated payment times out of the last grant for encumbered funds, and if we're not going to be able to spend them in the time frame, then we need to do an amendment asking for a little more time, and that's going to come up.
Okay.
I have to have that annual report in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
So, Carrie, we cut you off and when you were asking that question. Can you help us? My understanding is that we need to get either three bids to satisfy the policy, three bids, which it sounds like we're going to have a hard time getting, or publish an RFP. Is that correct?
So at this point, you're looking for a contractor to do what? We put out an RFP for the original plans, and nobody responded, right?
We did not put out an RFP.
We just reached out.
You did put it out there, didn't you? Other than just by voice.
How?
Didn't you make it? Didn't you put it in writing? Or was it just...
Yeah, I sent emails out to individual, not in a... They all got the same information, but separately.
Right.
But it wasn't put out in a mass emailing of contractors or whatever.
Posting, all the legal postings on the website. And
it wasn't posted as an opportunity, was it?
No, I just reached out to individual contractors and got references from Bart gave me a few references of people he thought might want to do it.
Okay.
This might be a good thing for that public purchase to try and put something out there.
Oh, yeah. Will that work for this, though?
Depending on how you put it together.
So back to Carrie. Did we answer your question yet?
So we're moving on from the wood ones, right?
It'd be steel
no.
with wood facing to yeah. match up with the existing permanent stands.
And what amount are we looking at?
$120,000 is what we have to spend right now.
So that would require an RFP.
Yeah, I'll put one out.
You might want to get with Carrie and see.
Say purchasing will help create those RFPs and put them out for us.
State purchasing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll get that out in the off chance that it works out with Cook Builders. So. Or any amounts for that matter.
Yeah, and to be clear, so we'll need to put out the RFP, and they'll need to meet the time frames, the deadlines and stuff in the RFP to be able to be considered as part of that thing. So
Cook Builders is going to have to participate in the RFP if they want to.
Same with the metal.
Well, that's not, I mean, maybe I'm not understanding right, but if we're only getting steel, but like, because if we get a general contractor, they're going to get the steel for us, right?
It depends on what. It depends on how you craft the RFP. Yeah. You know, you could craft it to say do it all, or you could craft it to say just construct it.
Yeah, but I just don't know if there's a way to incorporate the steel with the general contractors.
So they might. So that might be something to talk to Bart about, Jones and DeMille, and see if they can help put that together.
But if you can get three bids from steel fabricators, that satisfies our requirement.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
How much? Why wouldn't it?
So anything over $30,000 requires an RFP.
That's my.
Oh, okay. Then we need to do two RFPs in this scenario: an RFP for the steel, and then an RFP for the contractor to erect it.
Or an RFP for the contractor to.
To do both.
Right.
If one exists, does Cook? Will they? Are they bidding the whole thing?
I believe so. They never said anything otherwise.
Okay, so it depends on how you want to craft it. If you want to craft an RFP saying, "Here's the whole job, do it, give us a price for it," or if you want to break it up into two sections.
Okay.
Have you looked over the procurement code at all to understand what we're talking about?
I have a basic understanding of it, but yeah.
Okay.
But I get what you mean now, though. Yeah, we'll get an RFP out there, and I'll notify Cook Builders about it.
Okay.
See what comes out.
Okay. Item 8, discussion and consideration of URS employer election to pick up the Tier 2 public safety expenses.
Could I introduce real quick? Former Senator Jake Anderegg, right?
Yes.
And I don't know who you're with and what we're representing.
So I'm here with Curtis Smith and
Cody Ivey. We're for the
closed session.
Redevelopment.
RDA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's closed session, I think.
Okay. Thank you.
There's Jake and Curtis and Cody.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks for being with us. We're just about to you.
Did you guys sign in on the sheet? If you would, that'd be great.
All right, Carrie, are you here to speak to this this item number 8?
Yeah. I'm sure we're not ready to do anything. It's a pretty complicated issue, and I was going to ask if we could have a work session to kind of work through it, and so we can all understand it.
Okay.
Would this afternoon work for you, Carrie?
Yes, this afternoon would be great.
It's up to you guys. And then carry it over onto the next agenda, next meeting?
Yeah, I don't think technically we have to have a decision made until prior to the 1st of July. That's when the rates change for URS. But it is a pretty complicated issue that's just several counties are struggling with, and so if we can just have some time to talk about it, because I'm not sure I'm the best one to try and explain it either.
So who would need to be in that work meeting, Carrie, besides the commission?
If we could start with that, I sent you guys an email chain that kind of talks about what other counties are trying to do, and then there's a video that URS has made for the employees to watch so that they can understand it. But it basically deals with the new law where the Tier 2 employees have to contribute to their own retirement. It doesn't allow the counties to pick up that increase, so it has to come from the employees. And it only affects a specific group. It's just Tier 2 and it's just regular employees. It's, for some reason, they let the employers pick up the public safety portion. So there's some different things that we could look at this afternoon, and then if you still want some more information, then I would schedule somebody from URS to meet with us.
Okay. And how much time do you think you need, or we would need this afternoon?
Oh, probably 30 minutes.
Okay.
I'm good.
And you're somewhat flexible on, can we, I just don't know what time we're going to wrap up closed session
yeah.
today.
Yeah, I'll be here all day.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
All right. Looks like we're on to closed session. For what purpose?
For sale of property?
Okay. Purchase, exchange, or lease of real property?
I'll make the motion to go to closed session for that purpose.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to go to closed session for the purpose of purchase, exchange, release of real property. All in favor?
Jack Lytle, aye.
Randy Tippett, aye. Sorry.
Randy AC, aye.
At 11:15 or 11:10, whatever clock you're using.
Okay, we'll switch over to that link, Kent and Carrie.
Yeah,
Carrie.
Do you want to participate in that?